Welcome to Just Rolled With It, the show after the show where we talk about the show. I'm dead.
No, that's Charlie.
I'm dead. Get it right. You are ash.
You are exhausted.
I bet, emotionally drained.
Yeah. Emotionally drained.
Bet.
Hey, yeah, before we get into anything else, let's all just say, excellent job, Yako. You fucking killed it, man.
You did very good.
You were choking up. You were looking off to the side. It was great.
I was awesome. While just listening to it, I was like, damn, you know, Yako.
I had to close my eyes.
Just because I'm bad at having conversations with people in general. So it's like,
no, but you did it so fucking good, man. Yeah, like, that was a fantastic RPC.
Hell yeah.
I closed my eyes. I could see your character moving and sobbing, and I was like,
yeah.
I'm going to just shut up. You going to do this, bro? You got this.
Yeah, no, I didn't want to interrupt you because, like, you were on a roll.
Yeah, man. It just took me a sec
to get going.
It was powerful, I think. It was powerful. Fuck Mark, man. He sucks.
Yeah, I agree. Fuck Mark.
Fuck Mark. He's sick a shitty dad.
Yeah, actually, fuck Mark.
I'm glad you agree, bro. Like, as
I was throwing ice cubes at Mark. You didn't even notice.
Fuck that, bro. I'm glad we're on the same page here, because, like, Dakota's been saying fuck Mark for a long time, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's true. Well, I think it's always been fuck Mark.
Nah, bro, there was some doubt.
There was a period of time where we're like, Mark's not so bad. Majority
of Mark, fuck Mark.
Yeah, all of Mark, fuck him, bro.
Mostly Mark.
No, and not, like, Mark. In a good way, though. Like,
yeah.
I could take him.
In a very bad way, yeah.
He has redeeming qualities.
No, not anymore. Not after that scene. He's such a fucking toxic man. I hate him.
That's true. He is very toxic.
He does have some redeeming qualities. It's not completely.
Even after he got choked up, right? He then continued to gaslight Gatekeep. Fuck that guy.
I think I like that we are going to go beat him up to save him.
Yeah,
I don't really know if it's gonna work. I'll be surprised if that goes the way you think.
I don't think Bisley wanted it to work based on the car is gone. But I was like, I want to go beat up Mark.
Well, yeah, you absolutely have the opportunity to try.
He walked out of the room. He walked out of the room, closed the door, and sprinted to his car and got inside. Man, he was fucking out
for a little while. All he had to do was just walk like 15 feet.
Yeah, we did have.
It was a brisk pace.
If time actually took place while we were role-playing, the world would have ended already.
This is true. No, not really.
The world would have ended when we were trying to play Twister.
That is true. That is true, actually.
Yeah. That is true.
Well, you joined that battle halfway through the fight.
No, man.
Well, we should have played Twister for longer.
We should have, actually. Just rolled what if we played Twister?
That'd be so funny. We literally just play Twister for 2.5 hours. And then everything goes dark and everyone
right
dies.
Foot red.
Hey, do you guys hear that?
Seeing red.
You just hear like a...
I'm seeing purple.
Hey, why is everything shaky? Ah, I fell. Aw, oh, man.
Oh, I guess I lost. You guys want to play Jenga next?
Yeah.
Instantly falls over. We spend the remaining time trying to build the tower, but the pieces keep falling off.
I ordered a pizza.
It's on the floor now.
Somebody spends their last moments on Earth delivering a pizza.
And I'm just like, did you order Meat Lovers? I'm just outside, just like eating fucking like blood rain. Just like congealed meat.
I ordered pizza. It's just going to take a while to get here, though.
I ordered ravioli.
The pizza.
No.
So what do we want to talk about? We started the episode.
I want to know, William Wisp became dead.
Dude, I feel...
Yeah, you do.
Oh, he feels.
Oh, yeah. Hell yeah, you do. I saw you feeling today. I saw you feeling out there today.
You were feeling. Surely feeling.
Bro, I tell my parents, I'm like, I gotta do the D&D podcast with my friends. They probably think I'm just rolling and be like, I shoot fireball.
instead of arguing with your dad for fucking 2 hours, I'm just gaslighting you violently.
Man, what if you, like, yeah, I just imagine you'd be like, all right, gonna go play D&D, and then you walk back out to see your parents again, and you're, like, sobbing.
Sobbing.
What happened?
Mutants, masterminds, Mark.
I had to, because I'm controlling my life.
I'd rather be dead than be with my dad.
That's what he's saying. Bro, there was it was so good. All right, I feel like we've gassed it up enough. because I want to talk about William Wisp.
Yeah, William.
Oh, yeah. What'd you crazy think of that? Crazy that I died, huh?
Yeah,
pretty wacky.
You're actually dead. What did you? Okay, how did Dakota handle it? How did Vincent handle it?
See, here's the thing. I think it's hard for me to feel like really dramatic about this death because I literally just was like, I'm gonna use my cool power, and then I rolled a nat one and I was and like died. Oh, I'm incapacitated. And then we talked about after the episode, we were like, maybe we should have death rolls, and then we come back and I'm just dead, and I'm like, oh, all right.
I definitely wasn't ready to be like emotional or anything, so
I wasn't either.
No. It's like, it will make sense once you figure it out entirely, for sure. This will absolutely make sense.
Yeah, I mean, I don't really, like, it's not like my character has died, you know what I mean?
No.
Yeah.
But it's fine. I mean, I don't know. I am, like, not sure how I'll contribute in the coming episodes, but I'll give it my best.
I'll be honest, I expected this episode to go entirely Weekend at Bernie's.
Tried to incite it about 3 different times.
I know you did.
Happen,
I know you
did. So
you
I
totally
stopped
did.
Trying to incite it.
And I really wanted it to happen.
Well, then
I really
why
was
didn't
all
it, boys?
It.
Well, because Mark
kicked
happen.
His big evil foot through the door.
yeah. Mark came. Mark ruined it all.
Yeah, Mark.
Yeah,
Mark?
Why did Mark come?
He came because
you
stuck around pretty much.
We stuck around.
What do you mean? Yeah. No. We like just barely got there before he got there.
You were there for a decent while.
No.
We were role playing
with William because we needed to talk to him. That was the whole point of going to the elemental place in the first place.
I don't want any. I would rather get shot again.
We didn't like have time to think of what to do with next. Before Mark got there.
Yeah, I mean, no, I listen, man, I'm 100 fucking
or,
percent
or no,
on
actually,
board
right as we did figure out what we wanted to do, right? Or no, yeah. We figured it out right when he got there. So. Mm-hmm.
That doesn't mean Weekend at Bernie's is off the table, though.
I have to follow through now, but I can't follow through. I need you guys to do it for me, is the thing. Otherwise, I would have done it.
Well, I just, if you stay dead, but. That also implies that we don't fight anybody for the next few
episodes.
We're
going to go fight the strongest.
We're
going to
go fight Mark,
world.
And I'm
going to
throw ice cubes at him. And
I mean, like, what the hell are you going to do in combat if you're dead, you know?
I'm going to try my best, man. I'm going to try freaking best.
I'll be honest. This is probably a better option if you want to be alive again.
Dying?
What? No. It is headed right now, your current plans, rather than just go to school.
What do you mean if you want to be alive again? No, I am.
If you want to inhabit your physical form once more,
so
this is probably a better option.
The reason I went to school is because I wanted to go to school was because I didn't have any leads, and genuinely just because I thought it would be really funny.
I honestly thought it would be so funny.
So that's the only reason why. I was like, I have no leads, and the lead that I can construct in my head is the funniest through the lens of Weekend at Bernie's.
I'm time traveling back. I'm making us leave the house so I don't have to have the talk with Wavelength.
Thank you.
Weekend at Bernie's at school instead.
Thank you. That would be good.
What would have happened? Wait. Were you trying to kick Yakko off the show? What if he left with Wavelength, would he be gone?
There is no way he could say yes there, right? Because it's like, that would just cause a whole... If he left the show right now, I would just, like, not exist.
Nobody said anything, and he just took him.
I probably would have said something. Like, I don't
My
think...
My mom brought me chicken sandwich.
Grizz, I don't think we wouldn't have said anything.
But yeah, also, I don't think Ash would have just left.
I would have
been
very surprised.
It just took me a second to figure out what I wanted to say.
Right. I would have been very, very surprised.
I'm just saying, what if, bro? Is that
that would have been the most lame way for me to leave the show ever.
Oh, that would have been so lame. I would have just been like, all right, I'm a Ouija board now. I'm fucking Ouija and Wisp.
Whoa, dude.
William Weege.
I was just thinking. I was just wondering, man.
Squilliam
Squisp. I don't want you to go. Can you just be a part of our show now?
Just join our podcast.
man. So
I'm
easy.
Gonna, I'm gonna put
it gets
my,
easier
dude,
to be like emotionally unstable playing D&D.
Yeah, it really is.
It's a lot.
It really is.
Yeah, we've been learning to cope with this game.
You'll come out of the
health.
Episode and go downstairs and argue with your real parents.
Oh yeah.
Show them what you've learned.
Sorry guys, I was still in character.
Happens.
No, but so
yeah, it doesn't actually get better. What? I was watching animatics for my character earlier and almost cried.
Wow, yeah. Guys,
it doesn't get better. It's always emotional turmoil.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't feel I'm dead.
I haven't had a lot of emotion.
Go back to my other friend's D&D campaign that we did, where he would just run around as a fucking, what was he? It was a bugbear, and he would just run around and try to piss on people.
That sounds pretty funny.
Maybe that was easier than
we have spurts of that.
Yeah.
There's a bit of that in the perps, you know. We didn't pee necessarily, of course.
Mark makes me so fucking, like, genuinely angry as a person. It gets really hard to play Dakota. Dakota is not supposed to be, like, the way I play him when I talk to Mark, but I just can't help it.
I get it. Mark annoys the hell out of me, and it is really annoying that whenever I try to do something to him or whatever, he just keeps monologuing and being toxic instead of slipping on an ice cube. Started to get to me. Yeah, I know, but he could feel ice cubes hitting his fucking face.
Bro, okay, why am I gonna stop in the middle of an emotional moment to be like, oh, I slip on an ice cube?
No, I think that, son. I think you play and played him very well and exactly how Mark is. I'm just saying, like, I say some things as Dakota, or I want to say some things even more as Dakota.
I love when you yell at him.
That would just be, like, so... It's so personal. You know what I mean?
I definitely
know some parents like that and just, like, hate the way they think so much.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the way he talks to Ash, I completely understand. Really pisses me off.
I will say I actually did start to get annoyed. After it was, like, going on for a long time, I was genuinely so pissed at him. I just wanted to, like, literally just, like, fight him and jump into something else. Yeah, because I was like, this is just, like, all we're doing here is, like, watching Mark just fucking gaslight Ash for, like, 40 minutes. Like, I want to do something about it. So I kind
of
wanted to.
I know. I feel the same. It's just I wanted Ash to be the one doing something about it.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Because, like, that's, like, this is definitely his area.
That was his moment, for sure. Yeah, that was his moment to... It was like a turning point. Absolutely.
Indeed.
Yeah, I'm sick of dealing with Mark. I genuinely think we should just beat him up and tie him up.
Maybe we should just let him die.
Oh my god.
Wait a minute.
Dude, he's annoying to deal with. I'm sick of dealing with fucking...
We can have best of... I mean,
I'm sick of adults telling me what to do.
We can have Weekend at Bernie's, and then... We're adults in, like, real life. Hold on.
He says I'm playing dress up. Yes, I may be in a purple morph suit.
You know, I think it's
I
healthy
saved
actually.
That train.
Playing a kid and having a fake roleplay parent, then we get like both perspectives, you know. So we grow up, and then one day we'll be that parent, and we'll know not to be like Mark because he's a piece of shit.
Yeah, don't be like Mark, guys.
Don't be Mark.
Don't be like Mark.
That's the moral of the story.
It's more of this entire.
Mark, Mark, don't be like Mark.
This entire. Fucking campaign.
Years, just roll with it. Is a treasured household name, and kids in literature class write essays on why Mark is a toxic father.
The relationship
children in kindergarten and draw Winters. Mark as various beasts and tell stories.
I hope it's all right though. We're trashing Mark right now.
Yeah, dude, I fucking hate that guy.
Okay, cool.
Good. No, we're on the same page here.
I have not made him to be someone that's like, wow, this guy loves his family so much, and he goes about it in a healthy way.
Yeah, no, you know, man, he's like, definitely a villain for sure. I think.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's
so,
a villain.
What's the plan, boys? Like, what are we gonna do next? I mean,
can you possess me?
No, it doesn't look like originally whenever you said like he started I thought he accidentally with his power possessed the guard he tried to take down. That's what I thought in the beginning. I thought he was about to wake up on the train and be the guard and be possessed.
Oh, that would be cool.
Be, like,
no, instead I
getting
died.
Arrested.
Yeah, like be getting arrested. Sorry if I just gave you a fun plot hook to use later.
No, I can't. I mean, I can't do that, right? I can't possess people.
No,
but
I was gonna like the DM just made you possess him accidentally, like it backfired.
Oh yeah, no, I understand. I get you.
And you were stuck because you didn't know how to do that.
Yeah,
I do think. The answer to your current predicament is already in front of you.
Don't know what that means.
I think I really think that William Wisp really just needs to say, "I'm William Wisp," and then he's gonna sink back into his body because he accepts.
Yeah, so that's what I'm gonna try next up. I'm just gonna start it off. We're just gonna start in the back of an Uber, and I'm just gonna say,
"That's why at the end of the episode, Dakota was like, maybe just accept yourself on the way." You know what I'm saying? Because like,
that's funny.
Is that all? Is that, you think, like, am I close, Bisley? Does he really just need to just say? Like, is it a mental thing or a physical thing?
I don't really want to say anything. I think you will absolutely be able to figure it out on your own.
Oh, sure, but I'm going to enjoy my time. I'm going to enjoy being dead.
As being dead?
Yeah.
Yeah, dude, episode 19, I had to kill somebody. And you already died last episode, pretty much.
I didn't
just die.
I put my hands in someone and got 4 degrees of failure.
One turn.
Man, please have a supervillain coming up that switches all our bodies.
Oh yeah,
I don't have anything planned, but I'd love that.
Write it down.
That'd
right
be
now.
Such a funny gimmick. I want that gimmick, and then I want to have like just a various set of challenges that we can bullshit at. For sure.
Can he be like our version of the Riddler, or Batman?
Oh, that's cool.
That's LeFrog. Right?
No, it's not.
No, he doesn't riddle us.
What is the parallel of LeFrog?
LeFrog is like
the goofy guy who doesn't really
like
do anything.
Like your annoying cousin.
Yeah.
Dude, he's like when your cousin comes over for a holiday and just doesn't leave you alone.
LeFrog would probably show up in your bedroom, like you walk into your bedroom and turn on the lights and LeFrog is there crouching over your DS like, "I accidentally deleted your save data."
No, my Pikachu!
LeFrog is like Team Rocket from Pokemon.
Yeah,
that's fair. He really is.
I really love LeFrog. He's my favorite.
Yeah, LeFrog's awesome. I think if anyone talks shit about LeFrog again, we should beat them up.
I think that is like some of the hardest I've laughed in this entire campaign is when LeFrog showed up and we grabbed his car.
Yeah, he's great. He's great. I hope he joins our team eventually.
That's so funny that you say that.
I don't know if they're going to hear it because Tizen's going to cut it out because Tizen's awesome, but Bisley had LeFrog's theme prepared for this episode and just randomly started playing in the middle of probably an emotional moment, and it was awesome.
Yeah, it was in the middle of the fucking Mark thing. And that's what I realized. I was like, what did you expect us to do?
That's what I was
just like to keep it queued up. You never know when you gotta pull out LeFrog.
When were you gonna have LeFrog show up?
I was
why?
Like, what was gonna happen?
I had ideas. I had a lot of ideas for where this could go. I really didn't know what you would think.
Just give me at least like two.
Because you've said before that you don't want to call people because it doesn't lead anywhere. So I didn't figure you'd call anyone. And then you did call people. And I was like, well.
Other option, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. I mean, not that I could do anything.
I'm not criticizing your plan. I'm just saying I didn't know what to expect.
So what did you plan?
Yeah, I don't really know. I don't really know where things are going right now. But I guess we'll find out.
Would you plan?
I have a clear plan, clear idea. I know where I'm trying to get you.
Where was LeFrog gonna show up? Tell me now.
I want LeFrog.
There wasn't a specific like entrance scenario for him exactly. It wasn't like that. I'm not lying.
LeFrog was planned. You're lying.
What were the notes for this session? What did they look like?
Why would I show you that?
I just want to know if it's just a sticky note that says "Kill William Wisp."
Bro, maybe if you uploaded your DM notes to Patreon, we would know.
Why are you calling me out this evening?
Hey,
got him.
Because, dude, I love you and I want you to improve.
You got him really good, actually. You got him really, really good.
No.
Okay, if I did that,
would you look at them?
Because I don't want
you
to.
Was awesome.
Would I look at
yeah,
them?
That
no,
was awesome.
Because it's fucking too deep. I would look at the past ones, do what I do, and black out the spoiler so that even if the party does look at them, they don't see anything that's important. Yeah, that's
okay.
Right. I take what is it called?
Stats. Yeah, I looked at the notes from this episode and like 90% of it is blacked out. And it's like, damn,
it's like a fucking, it's like an SCP, goddamn.
Yeah,
redacted.
Everything is redacted except one word, Mark.
Mark.
It's like fake Barb is also there.
Okay,
so
did you plan for Mark to come in for the session?
No, not really.
What did you plan for?
What happened that I planned for?
I'm guessing just the William dream or whatever, his death sequence?
Pretty much. It was, like I said when we started the episode, it was more of a loose, like, planning. I had guidelines, bullet points. If you do this, then this. Mm-hmm. And you didn't really do any of my ifs, because there's no way I can know what you're going to do.
What were the ifs?
You just give me one.
The ifs. if you just went to school anyway, then I had an idea of what would happen at school.
Okay.
We'd probably get in trouble like for bringing a dead body to school.
Yeah.
If you went here, I figured this is what would happen. I didn't think you would call Tide, so I didn't have an if then for that.
A bullet point for if we called Summer or brought him to Summer's house. Because I was really thinking about it.
Why would he have a bullet
it?
Point for that? That is so out of the blue. We should have done that.
Did you?
I have an idea involving Summer, but it's not if you called her.
No, dude, I really thought about it. I was like,
I'll be honest. I really want something to come up in front of us, like a mission we need to complete, so they have to lug me on it. Like, I really want that. I think it'll add.
Well, yeah, we're about to go chase Wavelength with your dead body.
What? I don't know how fun it'll be to play if you can't take actions and stuff.
I don't really know. I mean, I can investigate him.
Yeah.
I would definitely think about, I don't know.
Well, if you're cool with it, I'm cool with it.
He can do stuff.
I'm cool with anything.
Yeah, well, I can pick up like a Ouija board, and that's kind of funny. I can like throw mugs.
I think the only thing I really want to figure out before next episode is a reason for you guys to be able to hear him, because it's funny for like one episode, and then it's annoying.
It's definitely annoying.
I just took it as like, you know, every time he speaks, Ash will say it.
Let us sync up with Ash.
Like, Ash doesn't have to repeat him every time. We just assume that he does repeat him.
That was the assumption I was operating under, was just like, Ash just
started doing it after
after a certain point, it kind of had to be that way. Once it became like a roleplay scenario.
Well, yeah, because otherwise, it's just a mess.
My thought process pretty much was, Tide is so far away right now, there's nothing he could reasonably do.
Yeah, why do I always keep going to space, guys? Should we go to space?
When do we get to
Can we go to space
and fight like a big
space.
Squid? I want to go to space. Can we go to space?
I mean, you guys would probably know that's where the main watch base is.
I knew that, but like, we should go there.
Yeah, I'm down. Can we road trip to space?
So what a tight answer, but not
a
hard
road trip might be an issue.
I fly to space.
We just need
were together, so it was probably a similar thing.
Yo, wait,
we just need to get William back into his body, and then he can ghost shape a rocket, and we go to space.
Dude, fuck.
If I get out of the range of my body, do I get dragged back to it, or do we both get dragged to each other? Because if the second is true, that means that if I just fly up, I can just bounce my body up.
We could use your body as a projectile.
Launch him into the cold recesses of space.
Yeah, like a bungee cord. So if you guys hold on to my body and I fly really, really far, and then you guys let go of my body, launching?
No. There's a third option here, and that is that the tether breaks and you die for real permanently. So maybe just to not test it out.
Oh.
I was thinking that we should get into a big
RV freedom!
And forget all about this town and New Haven and being superheroes and all that kind of shit. We should get in a big RV. We should drive out and just have a road trip together, you know? And then
let's become farmers.
No,
that was Wavelength's plan.
Let's go. So yeah, let's fucking run away.
That was actually Wavelength's plan.
Let's run away.
Superhero road trip arc actually sounds fucking so funny.
Bro, wouldn't it be fun?
I mean, I should travel the world fight
like,
crime.
You like
Lefrog shows up everywhere we go.
Yeah, Lefrog is trying to steal
I
the
visit
biggest
Lefrog's
rubber
home.
Band ball.
And then you beat him, and then he becomes the driver of your RV, so everyone else can just hang out.
Can the frog try to steal the Declaration of Independence? And he's joined by Nick Cage.
Steal the Declaration of Independence.
Nicholas!
Wait, is there a Declaration of Independence in this world?
Dude, I don't know.
No, there's not.
Hey, lore.
No, bro, look, what if we just gaslighted Wavelength into going to fight Overlord, and then we ran away, and then like, you know, lived out our lives together as he.
He's already going to fight it,
so I guess we could gaslight him anyway if we really wanted.
What if everything we said to him was, you know, a manipulative lie to get him to go out and.
Oh yeah, we should do that. I think that sounds.
And then we're villains, like we're this whole time, guys. Prime Defenders, we've been villains.
Well, no, we're not villains. We just want to be simple men out on the ranch. Can you blame us?
Yeah, we want to be free.
No, I can't blame you. That sounds like a much nicer life.
We've gone through a lot.
Okay, so
yeah, we have.
If at any point, Bisley...
They can put up my body like a scarecrow.
If at any point what?
If at any point, how would you handle this? If at any point, you know, one of our characters, mid-session, just gets up, walks out, and then the player says, and he doesn't come back.
How would any DM handle this? How would you do... How would that work if I did that with Chip?
I would outro your character, and your character would be gone, and you would need to make a new one.
So, yeah, pretty much that.
But I just answered it for you, bro. Come on.
Well, that's a pretty self-explanatory thing. If you just, your character's just like, nope, don't want to be here.
The second option is, you know, you do a little mini session.
I guess, what can I say?
You know, like a little mini session of what they see out there, or like what they encounter, and then they die. Or they have a chance to come back, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you just kill them instantly if they leave the party. Like, they get, like, one of those battlefield notifications that's like, you are now exiting the battlefield.
Have you guys ever considered in D&D, and I know it's, and I know, like, just before, or so far, where you would, like, not considered, but if there was ever a reason, like, a good emotional or whatever reason for your character to, like, leave, would you do it and then make a new character?
Probably not.
Yeah.
Probably not.
Yeah.
Why, Charlie? You're the only... Oh, wait. Yakko, you answer.
I don't know. Maybe.
Well, why not, Charlie?
Because I think there's a certain degree of, like, even if it's what my character would do, there's still a certain, like, degree to it's a game and we're telling a story and that's not always the right answer, right?
What if...
Is sort of what that's I would true. Say.
Yeah.
So it's like... And like, you know, if you're watching a fucking show, it's not like... Toph is like, I can't deal with this with fucking these guys, and then just leaves and never comes back, and they're and it's replaced by like a second character, you know what I mean, like an avatar or something. It's not like that happens. And I think for
I think I would only do it if I was tired of the character and I didn't want to play them anymore, like I wasn't having fun with them.
I completely disagree. I'm like the opposite. I even if I was tired of playing the character, I would just change them to be one that I enjoyed playing. Right? Because people grow all the time. People become different. I would
Well,
just
so basically, what
different.
Would be a reason for your character to
it
leave?
It would have to be something integral for a story, right? It would have to be something
I don't know,
that
I'm talking like
made...
narratively. It's a good... Yeah. Narratively, as a player, you feel like your character leaving is narratively a good decision, and it's what
I need
you
an
do.
I need an example, because I've never once felt, I don't think...
Well,
like
I've never done it, so
do you
I don't
want me
have
to give
an
you
entirely
a critical role
good
example?
Example?
Oh boy.
Then, I mean, you asked for an example. That's all I've got.
Yeah, give me a critical role example, sure.
Okay, so in the first campaign.
Spoiler warning.
Spoiler warning. The first campaign, Scanlan dies. It's something with his daughter. It's been a while since he had, but something with his daughter. The party he's with, he didn't want his daughter to know he was dead, or like he didn't want her to know he was in danger, or something like that. It's been a long time. And the party totally neglected how he felt about it. Completely, and he died in front of her or around those lines, and when he came to, he was revived. He got extremely, like, it's a really good roleplay scene from it that's like cut out and put on YouTube. His player was extremely, like,
yeah, I've seen it,
yeah emotional and yelling, not yelling, but he was like, you know, saying like, you don't care about me, or you don't know a thing about me, all these things. It was a really big moment, and then his character left and he played a new one for a while, and then his character came back later, but his character left the party because he I think he went to stay with his daughter, something like that, for a while. He just didn't want to be there because he didn't feel like the party respected him or something, or cared about him. Or...
That's interesting.
It was very interesting. Well, he played a new fun character for like a few sessions for a while, and then eventually it turned out to be the new character, which is his old character in like disguise or something like that, and. And it was fun.
So, okay, I feel like I would only want to do that if there are already existing problems with the character, right? Like, otherwise, I would never goodbye.
Yeah, it'd be a narrative thing.
No, not even that. I think there needed to be a conversation beforehand with, like, almost everyone, you know what I mean? That sort of thing's gonna happen. I don't feel like I would ever bump into a situation in roleplay where I'm just like even that, I would just try and like resolve it in character. No, I wouldn't. I absolutely wouldn't. I would think of like a way to like play it out and maybe make it work. I mean, I think the fact that he like comes back or whatever is fine. I just think that, I don't know, I feel like leaving is kind of lame personally and unfulfilling as like a, I guess, unless it's done well.
I tend to disagree. I think, well, I guess, yeah, being done well is the important part, right? As long as it's making sense in the story, it's not taking away from anything, it has the desired impact and furthers the character or the story in a an important way.
Maybe I just can't remember the last time I was reading something or watching something or like consuming any piece of like media with a story in it that something was resolved literally by a character just being like goodbye.
I think
well, I don't that's even know if it's true. Something resolving. It's just something that happens. But if you don't have as many characters,
or sorry, dude. Not something resolving by saying goodbye, but literally someone just saying goodbye in the middle of something.
Part five of JoJo.
Yeah, I mean, like, I think the better way to say it is as long as that isn't the character's end. Ending story, like the end of their story.
Bro, like Lord of the Rings where Gandalf just leaves for half of it and he's like, I must travel to the fucking tower for no fucking reason. He just gets on a horse and just goes. No, they only do that because he's goddamn Gandalf and they can't have him with it because then they could just breeze through the entire story. So it's like, that's like a conversation you would have off screen, like, oops, DM, I accidentally made a level 20 wizard, and they're like, all right, let's go have you go to a fucking tower. And then you're like, guys, I need to go to a tower. You need to take the ring by yourself. Frodo, it's too powerful for me. I'm too powerful. I can't contain
listen,
the
I've
power.
I've only seen the first movie, all right? Don't spoil nothing for me.
I'm not going to spoil it, but it's that's literally it. It's like, Gandalf's like, I'm too powerful to be in the service
cool.
of the ring.
He left. I was like, shit, okay, he's gone.
I like, I agree with, if a character, like, if Dakota just left for some reason, or, like, I don't know, both of his friends ended up being villains and, like, betrayed him, then,
bro!
What the fuck, dude?
I would want to, like...
No, so you know awful. What it's... I think the equivalent of the Gandalf thing is, like... like meeting up with Harlem and Miss G, and they're uh-huh. like, "We need to go stop the giant meatball from hitting the planet. Goodbye," you know, because that's more of a, like a plot device to get your person that could solve the issue out of the scenes so that your actual characters can do it. Because Gandalf could Gandalf could just, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like that's why they wrote it the way they did, where only a simple little hobbit could take the ring.
It's like the One Punch Man fighting game. He can kill you in one hit, but he's always late, so you only have two characters on your team, and you have to wait for him to show up.
Yeah, that's why One Punch Man in the comics, the One Punch Man comics is hardly about One Punch Man anymore.
Yeah, you hardly see him because it's fucking.
Because, like, yeah, he's going to do the thing.
He's like, gonna bit punch is funny, somebody once. But then they're like, well, if we're keeping this going, we got to have an actual story.
Yeah, I actually exactly. like most of the other the other heroes more than One Punch Man, honestly. I'm not gonna lie.
I've only seen the first season of the anime, and I think that's enough for me.
Yeah, no, that's what I
so,
watch.
So, yeah, so, I don't know. That's when it comes down to leaving, like, okay. I know, I just want to bring it back around. Like, if I had the option as William was to, like, leave and go home, I would much rather take the option where I go home, I bring you guys home, and we do a funny arc in Deadwood or something. Like, I prefer that much, much more than just goodbye for a bit. Unless I was, like, a guest character and I had to be written out for logistical reasons. It's like...
I wouldn't mind having, like, half episodes again. If a character was, like, alone for a period of time. As long as it
came
back. Yeah,
I think that could be cool.
As long as it's
circled back. I like that.
I enjoyed it. One-on-one D&D.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind half episodes again.
If it happened, like, if it came to it.
Yeah, only if it was, like, forced.
But
it'd
have to, like, really make sense, you know?
Yeah, I wouldn't want to do it unless it super made sense.
Like if Gillian killed the Empress, and then... Sorry, this is not the right... Post. Guys, we gotta go.
No, go. We'll go for it. We'll
have Gillian kill the Empress
thought.
And then Chip left, right? I would want to do like a half session with Chip and then have him come back somewhere or somehow. Or I wouldn't want him to just be gone.
Oh yeah, no, that would be an instance of a bad situation where a character just leaves because it's like, okay, you know what I mean?
It's like well,
so you guys resolved that like perfectly, right? But like if he did leave, I would want him to be back. Pronto.
Yeah,
yeah.
Because it's not a good ending, I don't think, for sure.
No, for sure not. To just okay. Goodbye.
I'm Chip, I must ride to the tower. You must take the ring.
Alright, I think that's all we got for this post podcast discussion for episode 19. Rest their souls, bless his heart, Mr. William Wisp.
Yep, William Wisp is now canonically
we also are finished talking about scenarios in D&D roleplay and also Lord of the Rings. So thanks for listening, and thanks for Moan.
I thought that thought was going somewhere, but you just wanted to say what we had talked. You just like said it, like we just talked about that.
Where
like,
would it go? You finished my thought because we're so in sync.
Well, I was like, we just talked about
got my brain
role play and Lord of the Rings.
Cells.
So like, put down. I thought you were gonna be like, put down in the comments, you know, like any sort of fantasy story situation where there's like a fulfilling moment of someone like leaving in the middle of a story and
yeah,
it works
yeah.
for the
exactly.
The
that's exactly
of
what
it.
I was gonna say, bro. We're so in sync.
Yeah,
so,
we are very insane.
Thank you guys for
laughing. Money.
Good.
For living. For living, laughing, Bye. And...
Loving.
There we go.
And...
Nope.